This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection.
Elevate your mind. Expand your thinking.
And so my soul,
it's the E-Square Podcast.
Yo, I'm Easy Mo. This is the E-Square Podcast, and today we got another Las Vegas legend in this motherfucker, man. A veteran, true veteran, certified. D-Cross, what's good, bro?
What's going on, my brother?
Hey, man, I appreciate you being here. I'm kind of nervous, man.
Why you say that?
Because it's just like, you know, I grew up in the North, too. So, you know, I've been watching you for your whole career, from rap battling, Team Gutter, to, you know, the YBE beef, the whole shit, man. I was there, man. So for you to come up here and fuck with me, you know, I appreciate it for real.
I appreciate that too. Yeah. Wait, quick question. Can we smoke?
Not in here.
Okay, it's cool.
Just you can go out. So you can step right outside and smoke.
Nah, that's
you
fine. I just wanted to make sure. Go ahead now.
Yeah, yeah. Let's make a cheers, bro.
Cheers.
To you, man. Yes, sir. More
to
life.
You too. Look at this shit here.
Yeah, yeah. I try, man.
Look at this
man.
Shit. You got a production team, and it's nice, bro.
I got to come correct.
Yeah.
Got to come correct, man. So how you feeling, man?
I'm blessed, man. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. Long year, tough year, but we getting through it.
Yeah. Man, I got so much I want to talk to you about, man. Let's start from the beginning, man. From fucking the rap battling, the you know, Team Gutter, man. Do you ever, where you are now, do you ever like reflect and reminisce on how far you came?
Yeah, I mean, well, the whole Team Gutter situation itself is just like, it was crazy because initially, it was just me and Reek.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, and then as high school came in, we kind of all like linked up around. I met Reek in eighth grade.
Mm.
So we kind of all linked up around high school and then fire and all that. So right into the rap world, it was like Reek was the coldest nigga I ever heard.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's, and then we bumped to fire and then Butter, Free Butter too. I think he y'all, but if he Free Butter, but yeah.
I had gym class with Young Butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mobby?
Legacy. Yeah, it's such a crazy journey, man. I remember like it was yesterday too. Cause when I get like, I'll be 30 this year and I try not to think about the past too much cause, you know, whatever, but I reflect on them days too, you know, just being a kid and watching, being around, like, you know, battling at lunch and all that shit, and to see where you guys are now, like the D-Crosses of the city, the Ruger Ricos, the landlords, all these people of the city, like that really put in work and paid their dues. It's an amazing thing, man. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's crazy too. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. So how do you feel about music and like where you're at now? Do you feel like you've accomplished what you wanted to accomplish?
Nah, so far as the music, like even touching on the Team Gutter thing, like I've always, even with Reek, I was like, man, this nigga so cold, to where it's like, damn, hopefully I get this good this day, one day.
Mm-hmm.
So even though he kind of like been doing his own thing, ain't really been focused on music. Far as where I came and where I want to go, I don't feel like I did a lot. But far as what I've done, I've done a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, because overseas, I got my own tour coming up. Shout out to Game, too. Shout out to Wack.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But
you're not signed to them, are you?
Nah.
Okay.
Just good relationships. It's crazy. I got a story about this too.
Let's hear it.
I wanted to break it on Breakfast Club, but why not give it to my city first?
I appreciate it.
So, how I met Game is, you know, Xbox.
Gaming. Wow. Okay. Like,
if anybody know me personally, they know I'm gaming at least 8 hours a day.
Goddamn, for real?
Yeah, at least. you gonna catch me.
Xbox or?
Xbox.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Xbox. PC when I'm playing Call of Duty, but
okay, no PlayStation.
No.
Okay. No. I forget. I'm an Xbox dude too, because Halo.
Yeah.
Halo's my shit, yeah.
So I end up dropping like 20 in the loss. We lost, but I dropped like 20, 30. Not that, I dropped like 40 on game. And across 2K.
Okay.
So it's this personal, like in a game, it's a setting called Pro-Am.
Mm-hmm.
So where five of your guys meet up and go in the gym and play five other guys.
Okay.
So I ended up killing him. He beat us, but I ended up killing the power forward, like the center that was holding me. So across my screen it said, "Party inbox invite from the game." I'm like, this can't be the rapper.
Yeah. You know yeah, no like, way.
So I asked my boy, and another one came across, and my boy was like, "Man, no, the game plays the game."
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to go over here. So I went over to the party, and I'm like, "Gay?" He like, "Yeah, nigga, it's me."
On the audio?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, in the headset, just like that. Like, yeah. I'm like, "The rapper?" He like, "Yeah, nigga." Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, "All right, bet."
That's crazy.
He like, "Come hoop with us." You know,
on the game or?
On the game.
Okay.
On the game. So okay. I'm like, let me ask my guys. They let me and Cross go do that. So long story short, after all of that, we hooping together for like 3 months. I never say nothing about rapping. You know, I'm like, I just hoop. So I guess one day I had put some up on WorldStar. This is like 2017.
Yeah.
I put some up on WorldStar. And he was like, "Hey, Cross, this you?" I'm like, "Yeah."
"Yeah."
"Oh, nigga, shit, you want to come on tour?"
That's it. And you're on tour with the gang.
18 and 20.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is fucking crazy, bro.
It's crazy.
Damn. So did he like check you out, or did you guys have any mutual friends or anything?
No. I mean, as you break it down, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But off the initial, no.
Yeah, he just fucked with your music.
That dude, I can't lie, and one of the most genuine people I ever met. You know what I'm saying? Like, for him to do that and to take me in front of thousands of people every night. And it wasn't like opening. It was like, "Cross, you're going on 20-minute set right when everybody packs up." Like, it ain't no, it's just 10 people in the crowd. It's 100 people. No, it's...
They waited.
1,000 people in the crowd.
Yeah.
Go out. You know what I mean? So
that's a big difference, because a lot of openers get those first 100 people and there's nobody there and it does nothing. So that's...
Don't do nothing.
Yeah. That's dope.
And then for him to double back in 2020 to do the same thing was dope. So good dude.
So how was that whole experience, like going overseas and seeing the fan culture overseas opposed to America? It's got to be crazy.
For my first big shows like that, I was like, for the culture, the food, the green, the natural air, like down to the women, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, what the...
Better. What is this better?
Everything. Yeah. You know, they fool. Yeah. They fool. It takes some adjusting. But as far as like culture and they roll out the red carpet and you ain't got to really worry about... Here's the thing. I was trying to perform certain songs, like hip-hop-y songs, like club catcher songs. They not for that.
Right.
Like, bro,
they want that street shit.
They want that rap shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they want to hear you rap. They don't give... Like, the first couple shows,
yeah,
I'm sitting there like, I forget what song I was coming out to. New Bit, Nothing New, something like that. And they looking like, that's cool. Then when I start performing songs with substance, yeah.
Yeah, especially at a game concert.
Cause, yeah, because he got all substance.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but they're real fans of rap. Yeah, rap fans.
I know, disrespect when I say this, because my words get twisted so much and I'll be having a... But they don't like that mumble shit.
No. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're like, Americans, like, you know, people talk about hip hop and how hip hop is so watered down now, but it's like, you blaming the artists, you blaming the fans. Like, fans are the ones that's listening to it and consuming it and buying the tickets and, you know, streaming all the bullshit. So, you know, who are you really mad at? The artist is just making a bag. So,
yeah.
But that's dope that you got to experience that. Yeah. So now, do you make more music like that?
Yeah. I mean, well, my whole, like, it's always been hard for me to get into them. Like, I can do them songs, but it's been hard for me to enjoy them songs. Like, I more like to listen to how I came up.
Yeah.
People see me now, they're like, "Oh, he getting money, he got this and that." But I was broke way longer than I was rich, or getting money, whatever. So I think I enjoy the feel that I get from hearing it, hearing that type of rap.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, a lot of people that they may or may not know the history of D Cross and you know, the history of Las Vegas music, period. But you came up battle rapping, spitting in the parks, like,
bro. You know what's so crazy? Because here's my thing about even that. Like, I'm not going to even speak on too much, but it's just like people think that I just popped up on the scene with just having shit. Like,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
they just see you for where you're at now.
Well,
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, bro, you know, it's a lot of shit I done been through for real in some streets.
Mm-hmm.
Like, street shit. You can go check my record and everything. Mm-hmm. Down to a juvenile.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like, you know, I seen an opportunity and ran with it.
Right.
Shout out to G-Knock. A lot of people don't even know. G-Knock really showed us how to chase money and dreams more than anybody I met. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. G-Knock just put us on the road. We in New York. Mm-hmm. Now we in Philly. Now we in Jersey.
Yeah.
Like, we just moving through.
It does a lot for your mind.
It does a lot. As a kid, now you looking at it like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
It's a big world out here.
It's a big ass world.
It's a lot of opportunities, yeah.
You know what I mean? Having us to 106 and Park, we battling in the middle of Brooklyn, in the heart of Brooklyn, snapping on.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Crazy.
I think I just got, I was able to catch a lane of good people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I don't act like, I'm the best rapper, or I'm the this and that.
Yeah.
Or I did more than you or him.
Yeah.
Bro, I was able to be around a couple cool niggas that was hustling and moving around.
Yeah, and you paid your dues, man. Like, it's all there. So I love the fact that it's documented, that you guys came in at a point where, you know, MySpace and YouTube, before YouTube. And it was, and it's documented. So if anybody wants to do it, you need a documentary, bro. Like a thorough, super thorough documentary. Like,
you know what I was waiting on?
Come on.
All right, so... Another spoiler alert. I was trying to get PZ World a movie to come with it.
Mm.
I've been hollering at Paris Page. We just had a conversation probably like a month ago.
Mm.
And we've been back and forth through text. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get him to put it together.
He need it. You need it. Because you have to. Unfortunately, you have to remind people, bro. Let me fill your cup up real quick.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. I was just about to go grab that thing. I ain't gonna lie. I appreciate you.
Waving it around and shit. I got you.
You can fill that joint all the way up. I'm about to be here. I appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah, very unfortunately, we got to remind people.
Yeah, but you know, it is what it is, man. And you know, it's like, when you pay your dues, it's just like, you know, put some respect on his name, man. You know, it's really that simple. But a lot of people don't know, and a lot of people weren't even there, because you got so many people coming in from California that just, you know, claim Vegas now, and they came 2-3 years ago. So they might have heard a thing or two, you know, but they have no idea of the story. And the story is important, bro. You know what I'm saying?
The story is very important.
Yeah. So how you feel about the scene now here in Vegas, man? Because you've been able to, you know, you like you said, your mind was exposed to the world, right? So a lot of these artists don't get that opportunity. Is that a big factor on, you know, these artists struggling to break through, or what?
Well, I think the politics, because me, I only can speak about the gang culture a lot just because that's how I came in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I was always able to East Coast, West Coast, down south. I was moving around so much that I'm able to understand what our city is not doing what I feel like it need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because as far as the music culture, people set their bar locally.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like when we was gunning to be the best, mm-hmm. we were. Like mm-hmm. it wasn't no who, what, and Team Gutter, oh, y'all want to battle?
Mm-hmm.
Set it up. We can go to the park.
Yeah, taking all feds, yeah.
Yeah, we wouldn't run it. At that point, I was writing 10-page raps. You can go check it on YouTube. Yeah. I battle Artisan with a 10-minute first round.
Artisan, yeah. Yeah.
So I think we just got to stop setting our bar towards each other.
Mm-hmm.
And mainly, and secondly, don't worry about the criticism that comes with trying to be something different than mm-hmm. what they want you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think sometimes my name get played with a lot, because a lot of people want me to be something they saw me grow up as.
Right, right.
And it's just not the time we live in.
Yeah, you've evolved for sure. And you've been able to make that a lot of artists can't make that transition from battle rapping to
tough.
To making songs. Was that a struggle for you in the beginning?
It's still tough. Like sometimes I'll over rap on songs. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then again, like if you listen to She's a Runner, She's a Track Star, the one I sent you.
Yeah, yeah, I watched it. Yeah.
You can hear like the bar, like the still a battle kind of approach.
You're still D Cross, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like with that itself, me having, here's the thing about being able to transition and but still being okay with putting out certain music, because now you like, all right, they know me for this.
Yeah.
So when I go do this on this beat, they like, there you go. It's still glimpses of, okay, he still do that.
Right.
So now you're getting a whole nother fan base along with your core fan base.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a, you know, you do got to reach new fans. You got to kind of like, you got to evolve, because if not, you're going to get left behind.
Absolutely.
Man, dude, this has been such a crazy journey to see you. And now you have these features. And congratulations, by the way, on the million views.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Dave East. Was that a big milestone for you?
You know what's so crazy? That was actually the biggest YouTube milestone.
Mm-hmm. Did that mean anything to you, or you just like, this is cool, but...
I was on tour, and me and my lady right here, I'm checking the numbers, like, and I'm like, no way, dude. Mm-hmm. It just keep going up. She like, oh, y'all at the 200, we hitting 200,000. I'm like, no way.
Yeah.
And we had 250.
Yeah.
And it kind of stuttered at like 600,000. I was like, oh, man, I just want to hit this M. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because the video was so organic, it's like...
Hey, did you shoot the video like while you recorded it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
like we did the song, shot the video right there.
Yeah.
So I was like, and then I got another one with Davies.
Mm.
You know, it's old. It's about, we made it the same day we made the song we did, Never Cry.
Mm-hmm.
I have another one with him. Crazy.
It's out?
Nope.
No, it's not out.
Nope. I never dropped it.
Waiting.
I've been having it for about a year and a half now.
Damn.
So I'll sit on the record.
Like. Yeah. Not no rush. I mean, you're not signed, so you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about signing. I got to speak on that.
Yeah. I did want to ask you that question.
Go ahead.
Why aren't you signed?
This is going to sound very cocky to the people who don't like me, but the people who know me know I mean this from a humble. They want to give you the fame. People think, oh, you just need that number, that record. That's true. But when they notice you have your own bag, no. You can't give me 100,000. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
No.
I got my own 100,000.
Yeah, we did that.
Mm-hmm.
I made that in July in one day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what we talking about?
Yeah.
No rap, no cap either.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't be getting like what people say, you haven't made it. It's just because the consumers and the artists, see, the artists need to separate themselves from the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, not in a way to where you don't get them the music mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Because a consumer let you know, just because, like I said, I'm a rapper. I'll see a football player and I might not know exactly what it takes to make it in playing football.
Right.
I'll just give them from the big standpoint, like, oh, you see Odell or you see this guy.
Mm-hmm.
As an artist, you have to understand making it doesn't have to be because you have 2 billion streams or 2 million streams.
Right.
I can go pick up a verse bag when I go overseas, or I can go do a little show in the middle of Timbuktu and make a $3,500 profit.
Mm-hmm.
How are you trying to set yourself up?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
yeah, what does success mean to you? What does success look like to you? Yeah. You're looking pretty successful, man. I should have brought my sunglasses. The drip is for real. The drip is real.
Oh, man, I'm light, man. I got the little Yeezys on.
He's light today, ladies and gentlemen. He's light today.
I want to say.
Hey, man. Hey, a fair warning to anybody watching this show. If you come up on my show with fake jewelry on, I'm talking about you on air.
Yeah, I want to say a little 10, 12,000.
Light little 10.
No PPP.
No PPP.
No PPP.
Yeah. No, that's not new.
That's not new. Yeah, this old.
Yeah.
I actually had it on me a couple days.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about money management. Let's talk about, getting rich, but more importantly, staying rich or staying in a comfortable position.
It's hard. I mean, especially when you, I'm spoiled like to a point where, in a lot of ways, I'm required to make money a lot. Mm. And the people around me are spoiled. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, you just got to know when to take it easy. You know when you're on fire with the bag. Mm-hmm. Oh, the bag is just covered in. You know where you can go.
Right, right.
And more importantly, just stay around. If you're going to spend $20,000, gross 60. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you're going to spend $500, $1,500, mm-hmm. you need to have made. Like, just what's the outcome of your income?
Right.
That's how I look at at this shit for real.
Have you had problems with that? Like, you know, controlling your money, controlling the output of your money, because it can be an emotional thing, especially for a man. You know, it can be, especially in Las Vegas, Nevada. It could be the death of somebody. You know, having too much money when you're not ready.
You know what's crazy though, and not even Fire here, by the way.
He's here. Yeah. The door's cracked. Just tell him walk in where he walked in before.
You know what's crazy, because it's, this is why they don't like me, because they feel like I'm trying to like be too much.
Yeah.
But you see me, I'm the only person in Vegas with the Maybach truck. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, when I say certain shit, it's like, that's why I don't do interviews.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because I feel like it paints the wrong picture.
Yeah.
But I'm only speaking about what's going on.
Right.
I can't sit here and tell you, the heart of the streets is doing right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with not knowing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
You graduated.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's why it makes it so easy for people to say certain things. Oh, yeah. You know, he... I see him and... Oh, man, we know how that goes.
Yeah, it's levels.
We did this already.
It's levels.
So...
Levels, yeah.
Money management, you just got to... Me, I'm bored. When I see guys buy jury, I clap for them just from being... I knew how I was buying my first chain. Yeah. I'm over $500,000 in jewelry.
Yeah.
So it's like...
It's a big deal, yeah. You know that. You know that feeling.
Yeah, it's cool. I'm not in competition with nobody.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I mean, the cockiness or the so-called cockiness...
It comes from the battle rap.
Bro, first of all, you are a battle rapper. Yeah. It's ingrained in your brain. You know, and second of all, you know, it's just like, when people are confident, it offends less confident people, because they want to feel how you feel subconsciously, and then they get mad because you are your own boss, you have everything that they want, and then, you know, it's an emotional thing. And, you know, I tell everybody, talk their shit, because it don't offend me. Talk your shit.
But you know what's so funny, because Game said the same shit. You know, hey, yo, Cross, fuck him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real.
For me, I'm like, I want to say, it's not even a groan. People, that are the reason why I try to humble that shit. Mm. It'd be the young kids, because I want to let them know, like, this shit is big on a scale, but y'all can do it 10 times better than me. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And that's why, even when I started, like, I've helped so many artists behind the city, mm-hmm. behind the scene and all that. So it's just like, for me, I keep that humble, not because I'm worried about something. I just like, man, listen, you can do this shit. Because most of, if you cut on a Floyd, and I'm not comparing myself to Floyd, but if you cut on his interviews, if you don't like something about yourself, like you said, you'll be like, oh, this dickhead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He lives in a different reality.
Got your hat.
Yeah. Oh, no, man.
Jake
that's
Paul's
it.
Stupid as hell.
God damn.
But, yeah, you know, but even when I'm good friends with Floyd. Mm-hmm. Like, I could FaceTime him. I go hang out with his club. Mm-hmm. You know, I done had him pull up on me, and all he could talk about is money. But it's so crazy, because he don't mean no harm.
Right.
He'll just say some shit like, "Oh yeah, man, you know that was 2 million." Anyway, how was your day? And I'll be like,
"Yeah." That's his reality, though.
That's just his shit.
Yeah, that's his life.
You know what I'm saying?
Most people don't have it. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy. How does that relationship work? With you and Floyd, just being, isn't it so crazy that he's just out here just hanging out, just being around, just the greatest boxer of all time?
There you go.
Fire. P-Fire in the building. Yes, sir.
That boy. Come on. You got to come over here, man.
Yeah, you can pop in. Yeah, got to see right here.
Yeah, you got to pop in here, man. That's my... That's,
what's up, bro? Good to see you, man.
You got to pop in. I don't give a damn if the cameras rolling. You got to get over here, man. Hold on, let's share this shit.
Yo, I keep getting...
This is my dog. Come on, right here.
I keep getting two out of three Team Gutter in this motherfucker, man.
Where the fuck is Rico at,
man? Shit. Damn.
No, the shit with Fire. I mean, with Floyd. Floyd a regular real nigga, bro. Like,
yeah.
He's not regular, but I mean, like, far as being a as regular of a real nigga as you can be, as a rich nigga.
Yeah. He just happens to be the greatest boxer of all time.
Yeah, just happen. He walk up to his club and he be like, Cross, let him in.
Yeah.
Cross what you need. And so, yeah, that's dope.
It's crazy, man. But talking about other artists in the city, you know, you've collabed with a lot of people, but you put a whole tape out with Pooh Pistols.
Yeah.
What's so special about Pistols?
You know, I like talent. And that's a battle rap talent for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people feel, oh, you know, his songs all sound the same. But it reminds me of something that I forgot about.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when I first heard him, it was just like, it was my style. And I'm not going to say he imitated my style. Mm-hmm. But yeah, everybody, all the rappers can admit and will admit, and if they don't admit, they lying, that they was inspired by Team Gutter.
Yeah.
You know, every time people see Fire bump it toward me,
you can't,
like,
you can't escape it. If you came up in Vegas, you can't escape it.
You can't escape that whole little thing. So, but the way he perfected it, and even though, like, when we got in the studio together, I just really want to challenge myself. You know, we're gonna keep this right here. I know you ain't drinking for real. Oh, you drinking for real?
I've had enough. I gotta cut myself off before I got an Uber home. You want a cut, bro?
Should I take it?
Yeah.
Y'all keep all this live. We don't edit nothing.
Whatever. So I was right down the street.
Yeah. Now, we's over here just dugging on this. Bel-Air.
Sorry, man. Boys on
the
budget.
Nah, it's good. Boy, your boy.
I was going to stop at the liquor store, too, ring a bob. I was like, you know what? I don't want to be too late. I kept saying I'm down the street.
Yeah.
I literally was down the street right at Valley's.
Yeah.
No, they had that. They had the Clico and the Bel Air. I said, Nah, give me the
Clico. Bel Air, dude, man. Bel Air,
shout out to Louis.
Yeah. Cheers, Fire. Appreciate you pulling up. Yeah, man.
Sursky.
What was he talking about?
But the Pooh Pistols.
Oh yeah.
I got in the lab with him, and it easy to work with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of artists think that they are the one, which is fine.
Oh God, they're so delusional.
But which is fine. But when to the one walk in the building, you know, I get that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and it's not about me. It's just whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the arrogantness of you're the best, but keep the realization of you're not.
Right,
and that'll keep you hungry.
It's a balance,
and that's why when rappers do like 500, 600, 2,000 YouTube views, they get they get discouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Because they told themselves some. Like, they gave themselves a monumental, right. Like, that.
They're not putting the work behind it.
And it's not, you know, it's not working.
Yeah, but Pistols isn't, he's got his head on his shoulders for sure.
Whether Pistols in a shootout or a studio or something, he working. That one thing, that boy working.
Nah, Pistols, I've known Pistols for a long time, too, and he's different. He got that, you know, different flow, different, you know, he's one of those special artists that if he could put it together, he can go. You know what I'm saying? You got to put the whole thing together. So.
Like, if you listen to More Enemies, the tape, it's like, you could tell the songs he took charge on.
Yeah.
You could tell the ones I did.
Yeah.
And which is a beautiful thing, because you getting both of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You got the ones where it's, when I got the hook with some substance to it, then you got the ones that's substance, but gangster substance and bars.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to stay tapped in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get too far out the loop to where I just don't understand what you was talking about.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. That was a big moment, I think, for you know, for me at least, because, you know, seeing it's like the legend and then, you know, the future legend come together. So I'm excited to see what he does, man, because I don't know. He's got to put some more music out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, put some shit out. Are you in his ear? Are you in his ear a lot or what?
Not as of late, because I've been working on my project.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. Anytime he can call me.
Yeah. What's up, Fire?
Chilling, man.
How you feeling, man? Get a little closer to the mic, man. Yeah, if we wouldn't know
you. Can the breeze through?
Yeah. Just been keeping the player out here, man. What you working on, man? What's going on with you?
I'm about to drop some. Actually, it's supposed to have been dropped already probably like 2 weeks.
Oh, word?
EP, yeah.
A project? What's it called?
It's been a minute.
Oh, yeah. It has been a minute. It has been a minute.
It's fire, though.
Yeah. How many songs?
I'm not sure. I just recorded another song last night, so I'm thinking, I don't know.
Features?
I'm setting for like 7, but I might put like 9.
Features?
Not really.
You don't fuck with nobody. You don't fuck with nobody. No, that's cool, all. Yeah, how's life, though? How's everything?
Life is good, man. Yeah. Can't complain, man.
Yeah, chilling. Life's chilling. Good. We're going to have to get another interview in.
Nah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure, man.
How's gum home?
That gum? Oh, yeah, you smacking in the shit, man.
Smack it like that. But yeah, nah, I've just been chilling, bro. You feel me?
Yeah.
Just here working.
Yeah.
And getting inspired.
Yeah.
Watching D Cross work, getting inspired by his work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's it, pretty much, man. Just ready to drop.
Yeah, for sure. It's about to be a crazy summer. Reopening back up.
Yeah. Then everything's opening back up. The club's opening back up. So it's a good look.
Did you get that call yet to go back? Or is that Dre shit happening again?
Supposedly they hit him in July, so.
Of course.
That's
July.
That's what I'm trying to drop, like, ASAP. Like,
got all the juice.
I
walk up to Dre. I walk up to Dre's cross.
Yeah.
Watch out, everybody.
Yeah.
That's my nigga right there.
Yeah.
I said, well, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't complain, but shit.
Hey, I used to work at Dre's like in 2018 and at the Peach Club, and I was behind the bar, and I used to see watch him perform like right here. And I used to tell people, I had to stop telling people, I'm like, yo, I know, bro. Like, I know, bro. And they was like, man, shut the fuck up.
You don't know this motherfucker. People be thinking you just can't know niggas.
Yeah, like, yeah. I know, man.
Wait, let me ask you something.
What's up?
Man, it's a nice ass little shit.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Got to come correct, man. This is the only reason why I'm really doing the podcast, because, you know, the quality has to be.
And you've been working. You've been doing a lot of artists.
I've been working, man. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I had to get the legends. Legends only. That's why I should have called my show Legends Only, man, for real.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something off air.
All right.
But go ahead. So finish what you were saying.
No, I appreciate you. I appreciate you pulling up and giving me compliments on the studio. I wish I could take...
You got to start charging motherfuckers that they ain't got no resume, too, man.
Oh,
you know?
I really don't. Hey, I'm going to keep it real.
Fire like that.
You're not the first person that's told me that.
If you don't got a resume, dog, you got to pay, babe.
Well, the thing is like,
emotion.
The thing is that if you don't have a resume or you're unaccomplished or, you know, and that's not bashing nobody. But
it's not bashing.
I can't move it. I still got to sit here and talk to you, and that's hard for me. You know what I'm saying? If you don't got a story or nothing going on, that's really difficult for me. So it's kind of like,
you can't move it, bro. Yeah. It's like having, it's and this is why they don't like us.
Because you can't explain the catalog. You can't explain nothing that means.
So, bro, I saw your Instagram driving around in the car. Where was you going? Like, no, nigga, that's not what we're here for.
Yeah, bro.
What are you doing lately?
You've definitely been working to the point you had a lot of artists, so you definitely could be at that. You feel me?
Thanks, bro. I'm trying to expand out of.
People was paying to get on Breakfast Club.
People what? People are?
Was paying to get on that.
That's Breakfast Club, though. That's Breakfast Club.
This Breakfast Club.
I appreciate it, man.
I think, like, at the end of the day, everybody has a platform, right?
Yeah.
So if you put in other established artists, right, that you fuck with, that you feel like have a movement or a fan base, then when they post, or that traction goes to you feel me?
Yeah.
So you're basically getting people from everywhere on you. You feel what I'm saying? So when you get somebody who really doesn't have that, you know, that statue or that level of platform, why not?
Yeah.
Tell me, yo, bro, it's a band. Why not?
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
If they believe in their work and their music, why not pay
why
a band
not?
To get on here and get a 60-minute interview?
Then I'm going to start feeling like, yo, nobody going to like me and shit. You know
nah,
saying?
I'm just saying. Because you can't be providing liquor for people who just don't have nothing.
Nah, you right. Shit. No, this costs.
I'm about to bring my joint up here.
Yeah.
Some dinner out of you.
Nah, for real. You're going to take advantage, huh? Yeah.
Because you really like...
Hey, what's on the menu tonight, E? Shit. No, but
cause you're a legend out here. What you doing?
I appreciate
legendary.
It. I appreciate you, man.
You consistent.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. To hear that coming from you guys is like, it's kind of crazy to me. Cause like I said, I grew up watching y'all, and having y'all sent to just come up here fuck with me, and it's that feeling of like, you know, I got that feeling when you and Reek came. I got that feeling when Two Realists and Landlord came. It's because, like, you guys were the gods. You guys are the gods, the trailblazers of this Las Vegas hip-hop shit. Stamped, certified. There's no question about it. Anybody that says different, you're a fucking hater and kill yourself. Straight up. So, you know, that coming
they're from... They're already killing themselves at this point. Just make it faster.
Yeah, they're self-destructing. Yeah. For real.
Hurry
for
up.
Real.
Drop that tape and do no numbers.
For real.
Yeah, man. Hey, all right, Cross. So
go ahead. Come on.
So what you got coming up, man? What you got coming up?
PZ World. When I tell you PZ World gonna make niggas wanna jump off the roof.
Yeah.
I be getting threats all the time. Mm-hmm. I get threats. I get them a lot.
Really?
Yeah. When I see you, I'm going to kick your ass. And then
he be pissing people off.
You a troll?
Be real.
Yeah. But at the end of the day,
you got to.
I don't mean nothing by it.
Yeah.
I've been like that since high school. You understand, you be like, word.
You know, but it's more like this. I swear to God, I don't intentionally. It's just the moves that I make makes motherfuckers mad.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you got the motherfucking Maybach truck, take his hat off, slam it on the ground. Fuck. Oh, fuck him and P. Fire doing this. Or Fire at Dre's with French Montana and on tour with Wiz Khalifa, Moneybagg Yo, and Cash Dog. Fuck. And it's like, bro, when we call each other, yo, I got about 3-4 bitches, my nigga. We don't go, oh, yo, you see what this another nigga did?
Yeah. You focused on what you're doing. Yeah, you're doing what you're doing. Yeah.
Like, bro, and I think far, like this PZ world, it's going to piss people off because I think they forgot this side of me. And I'm not coming at people directly. Listen. Generally speaking, bro. Leave me alone. You know, I ain't never been the toughest dude. Never. I never been the most gangstest dude. Never. And I also never been nobody's female. You're not going to treat me like no bitch.
Right.
So, you know, that's why I think PZ World's come in and even Empire, because I be doing my little distribution through them.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, man? You did numbers on your last tape. Shout out, because people don't even know. Me and Dave East on my mixtapes went number 2. On a independent charting
really?
Singles.
Really?
Number 2.
Damn.
I got the screenshot. I saved it.
Congrats,
it's my favorite.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And people say, oh, man, it took Dave East to... Well, if it did or it didn't, I still did it.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Yes. Like, why are you always looking for some shit?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. The fact that they just said that,
Like, I hate when people say shit like that, because even if it took that, it took an investment, nigga. It took faith. It took risk. And that's how Davies got what he got. Everybody took risk.
Yeah.
Niggas don't... I feel like people forget, right, that other artists pay other artists. These are facts.
Right.
Established artists pay other artists. Mm-hmm. This is what it's a business.
Right.
So, regardless, right? So, the fact that when you do it on a lower level... with a higher budget, doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you do it then.
It's the game.
At the end of the day. Yeah. Like,
he went on tour with Game.
Yeah.
Game did it.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna be able to explain this Dolo tour.
Oh, man.
But you know what?
Yeah.
One thing I can't say, I do keep my ears to that, because if I was trying to look for somebody accolade-wise, outside of my team, accolade-wise, street accomplishments, financial, I wouldn't have no competition. So I have to pay attention to some dumb shit.
Right.
Oh, what he said over there, the little baby nutcase over there, whatever his name is, what he said, oh, that fuels me.
Yeah.
Because if I looked at anything else, I'd be like, the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Yeah.
And that's how, but this is the thing. That's the nature of my battle rap essence.
I was about to say that.
Like,
your skin is too thick. You're impenetrable, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't say nothing. Remember? Yeah.
These guys used to be like, oh, that's ass.
Yeah.
If I wrote something, that's not as ass.
Yeah.
We was teenagers telling each other we're ass.
Yeah.
Even when it was hot.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
especially Reek and Fire.
Reek
and Fire. Oh, no, that's ass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fuck.
Right. Make you better.
The music scene, people don't understand, it's a competitive scene.
Yeah.
So I really don't mean no disrespect to who I'm talking to.
Right.
I just want to let you know you can't fuck with me. And if you can, you can't fuck with me.
Right.
And I think it just became more of a thing to where hustlers start to step into music. People who didn't rap.
Mm-hmm.
Like Lil Baby is my top 5 new to me, new people. Not legends, but new people. And he said it's up. I don't care about rapping. It just was a hustle.
Right.
I think so many hustlers has took it over to where it took the rap form and the art out of it.
Mm-hmm.
To where now it's just like, put out some shit, get some money from it.
Yeah, the image and all that. Yeah.
Where for me and Fire, it's like, put out good music and we'll worry about the money later.
Right.
We just want good material.
Mm-hmm.
So I think more so hustlers is making music and they getting offended when a rapper... Because I'm a rapper. When a rapper says that's ass, oh, you a hater. No, from a rapper standpoint, that shit is trash.
Yeah.
From hustling, it's great.
Mm.
So I think business and personal, we got to start separating them.
I think it's too much just overall, right? Like, I feel like...
You're a little closer? You're a little closer?
My bad, bro. I said I feel like overall, right? Like, even if I feel like, because some people be whack, right? But you know what works for them. Like, mm-hmm. Now I could see why he got confidence, the way his bop is. You feel me? Because two people could rap the same shit, but it might sound different because it's the bop. It's how you move. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I feel like that it's all about being realistic. I mean, believe in yourself what you want, but you ain't got you got to have something, bro. Yeah. Either bitches on your dick, your music whack, but bitches on your body.
Yeah.
Or you just can't be somebody looking crazy.
Yeah.
You sound crazy. Yeah. And you know what I'm trying to say? Because you never know what works. So you got to be consistent and believe in yourself, because I believe it's a lane for everybody. But
It takes
overall,
years,
be honest with yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
Overall, I just feel like at the end of the day, you got to have something.
Yeah.
And
if your homie telling you, here, that's why I ain't going to do another interview. Let's break it down as far as the Vegas scene.
Okay.
Let's hear it. It's a lot of talent. Let's not make talent. An artist is two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Fi is a complete artist to me. I feel like I'm a talent. You know what I'm saying? So I feel as if I can put something down that's, oh, shit, that's catchy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put something down that's going to be like 10 years from now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I could do that too, and he could do what I do too. It's just the lanes we choose to take as far as making our impact.
Right.
And he'll call me like, oh, that song's cool. The problem is with these rappers, their friends don't tell them.
Right, their friends hype them up and tell them they're the greatest motherfucking thing since sliced bread, bro. It's it's terrible. They're giving them a false sense of hope, bro. I've been talking about, I'm so glad you said that, bro, because it's
the worst.
It's like enabling a drug user to keep on doing crack. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, that shit is not good for you. Stop it.
Shit is ass, bro.
But you know, I don't know, man. What are you gonna do? You can't even act. It's like,
every day I wake up, it's another new rapper that
I know.
You rap? What the fuck?
Bro, these 30.
That's what be shocking me the 30, most.
These 30 year old rappers just start rapping when they're 30. It's ugly.
And it's rare that some of them actually be nice. Like, sometimes, if you nice, you nice. If you wake up tomorrow, you start rapping. If you fire, I'm like, damn, son, you been shit of rapping. What the fuck?
That's dope, but
if you trash, you just ass.
Yeah, but at the same time, just like, bro. If you ain't been doing this for years, because you guys both know it takes years to develop a reputation, put in your groundwork, pay your dues, like network, have people seeing you in that light and taking you serious as an artist. It takes years for that. You know,
and then
what I'm
you
saying?
Know too, like he was saying earlier, right? Like, as far as like, I feel like, right? People don't understand. Like, sometimes I'd be like, yo. Like, the pressure take, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look at, like he was saying, the expectation. Like, sometimes you have expectations for yourself. Because I ain't going to lie, I thought it was lit after the tour, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I said this last time, but seeing Jack Harlow blow in front of my eyes. Like, somebody I'm on with and just seeing him blow. And we cool. Like, damn, I'm happy it worked. But a lot of people don't understand, like, that shit could get discouraging. Like, you feel me? Like, the moves he making and doing all this, I'm like, damn, how the fuck I ain't blow yet?
Mm-hmm.
That could be discouraging. So somebody to keep consistently still working and be like, fuck it, I'm still going to drop, take a lot. You feel me? And a lot of people don't understand that take a lot.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's one thing rapping from the crib to your peers, handing them CDs, and be like, yo, listen to me, bro. Words fire. And them playing your shit.
Yeah.
And then getting in front of the world and you playing and feeling like, damn, I should have blew already. You feel me?
And
watching
close.
People that have less talent than you, blow bigger than you. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm trying to say? And it just get different. So
it's the grind.
Like it takes a lot, bro. Yeah. It takes a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes people look at me and probably feel like, yo, he should have blew. He be around friend. He know everybody. You know, Drake. That shit don't mean nothing.
How you deal with that? With those expectations of.
I mean, so I've had my down moves, obviously, right?
Yeah.
I thought y'all were probably like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But you gotta get back up and replan. I realize it's all about strategizing, you feel me?
Right.
If it's your time, it's your time. But you just about being strategic with your moves you make, the music you make, you know what I'm trying to say? And then it's all momentum. Once you get it again, like that fight, you gotta go.
It's momentum.
Because people's attention spans ain't the same like it used to be.
And you never know how close you are. You never know how close you are, too.
I was on the middle of tour. Where were you at? Italy. It was in Italy, right? When they called the COVID. They
shut the shit down. Oh, you were in the middle of a tour? Oh, shit. Oh, no.
Fuck me up. I'm in the middle of a... You know, boss talk one-on-one. You know, Italy, Greece and shit like that, number one for shopping. Mm-hmm. Paris and Italy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I'm ready to go blow like 20,000, 30,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Milan. We was in Milan. We got canceled in Milan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, I'm about to go to Milan. I'm about to buy this shit. These mother, cause we get the shit they don't want. We get that shit 6-7 months later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm about to go fuck up a check.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, y'all gotta go.
Oh shit.
COVID. And God, when COVID broke,
Yeah.
I was in the middle of the city in Italy, Milan, that it was, it felt like it broke in Italy, like when it came like to overseas, UK part, because it was in China or whatever it was. And then it broke in over there first, before it came to the States. So I was scared to death. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, we was all scared. We
thought, like, what?
You thought you weren't coming back?
I was like,
home?
I got COVID. Yeah. I thought they was not gonna let us leave. So you know, I duck off and I tucked off from Sweden.
Oh, wow.
I left from Sweden. So, to add on what he's saying, the expectations when people drop classic tapes, it's like, do another one.
Mm-hmm.
Do another one, another one. Like Jay-Z, I think it was Reasonable Doubts.
Yeah.
That was like, okay. Before he got respected, started getting respected like around Black Album. Well, I mean, he had his respect for it. I'm saying like when he started Blueprint. To chart for real, Blueprint. Black Album really kind of like, you know what I mean? So it's just like, you just got to keep working.
Yeah.
And don't let and that's why I was telling, you know, even Fire Temp call me sometimes, Cross, you're putting too much energy to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't gonna lie, I tell him, man, I'm bored as fuck. Like, I'm already showing it, but he's like, work.
Yeah.
So, it's like I said, I want you to ask us, or me, or whatever, him, or we need 10 questions. I need you to dig in your bag, because this is Vegas thing.
All right, well, yeah.
So I need 10 fire-ass questions. I don't give a fuck what you ask me.
Oh, man.
I told you it's all good.
Okay, are you gonna, are you
it's
ever...
your favorite crush now.
All right, look at you. Are you ever gonna, are you ever gonna start your own label?
I got Million in Mindset as an LLC label and all of that registered.
Okay.
Taxi IN.
Are any artists signed to it besides yourself?
No.
Why?
Because
this is three questions. We on three questions right now. Yeah.
Okay. Three questions. So, no. I was trying to sign Poo Poo. Back in the day, I wanted to sign Grease.
Grease Blanco.
Blanco.
Okay, yeah.
And I can't sign this guy because. Him, yeah. He's already him.
Okay.
What the fuck I'm signing you for? You know what I mean? So
you gonna start introducing him as your artist and shit?
Fuck no, that shit never worked. Like, it's a difference when you gotta when you grew up rapping with a nigga.
Yeah,
so it's that's fire. What do you mean?
But you know what it is though, a lot of people don't understand, like, signing somebody, bro, that's a headache. Like
it is.
You know how many times people say that, like I say Frenchie for instance, right? He'll say he signed somebody, but they not really signed.
Mm.
Not, you know,
just,
what I'm saying?
They're just like saying
sometimes
it'd
be like, it's like a pitch, kind of like he'll get a management deal, but I'm gonna act like I'm signing you, hype you up, then get you signed to a real label and take cuts off you, feel me? Because really signing an artist is a lot, it's a headache, bro.
Yeah,
that's from what he told me.
You gotta put everything around that artist. Yeah,
look, I always give out the jewels for local artists. What you need to do? Start making people believe you living until you start living.
Mm.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to make it seem like when people say, I throw perception alley-oops all the time.
Mm.
I said I signed Debussy. Never signed Debussy. You know? And
toying with motherfuckers.
Yeah,
man.
And then the niggas start running with it and making songs. And then it was like, oh, shit, he saw Debussy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that just lets me know how much y'all believe me.
Yeah, you can say anything.
So I can say any fucking thing.
Like a puppet master.
That's
how,
it?
And also, how much they move once they hear shit like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Now they jumping all over you, yeah.
A lot of people be having just-in-case relationships with niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, just in case he pops.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they hear something formal, be like, oh, nah, that's my man.
That's why that goes back to what we said. Because that's why everybody supports everything, because they don't want them to blow and
why
be like,
fucking with
yo, bro,
you?
I'm not gonna lie to you. My likes has went down since Dre's closed. My comments has went down. My phone calls has went down.
I bet.
You heard? Like,
I bet.
Like before when it was lit. Yo,
Franny been talking about that too. Franny been talking about that shit on the air.
I'm not lying to you. Like, I feel what he's saying because when it was lit, like, yo, what up, bro? Like, I'm talking about from people like.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even remember what the fuck I shook your hand once. Or
Smack, who was this nigga?
I see you with. But mind you, it's crazy. Like, back to perception, like. The fact that they see me with friends and being on stage, like, you feel me? Like, I got normalized to it, like, where it's just my man. But to their eyes, they just happy to
try
to
niggas
get in the door.
Call it.
Motherfuckers don't know how to deal with that.
Bro, niggas will call it. See, niggas will call it dick hugging.
Yeah.
Oh, that nigga on his dick.
Yeah.
You got to be comfortable with being your own man. Here's the thing. A lot of dudes, before they make moves as artists, they get confirmation from people who are not artists to make their move. Mm-hmm. You gotta stop doing that.
Yeah.
Because what the fuck I'm gonna look like if right now, if I hated the fact that KD hit that shot in front of LeBron's face to win in Golden State.
Yeah.
Coming down, he just came down and pulled up. Remember that shot? Daggered the game. And I know you, but I'm not a hooper. Mm-hmm. And then if LeBron, quote, like said, came to me and said, "Hey, Cross, man, I'm about to go run some summer league with KD to get some shots up." Mm-hmm. Fuck no, man. He lost me 10 grand that day. Don't go hoop with him.
Yeah.
As him being a hooper, and I'm just throwing something out there, but as somebody being like that, you don't need confirmation from me.
Exactly.
You want to do a song with this dude? You want to go hang around these other guys who you never known or met?
Mm-hmm.
If it's meant for a connection, go do it.
Yeah.
You don't have to lose your, and that's the problem, because a lot of guys, they're not comfortable in their own skin, and they feel like, oh, I kept it so real.
Yeah.
And nigga, you're so broke. And y'all just still doing the same shit.
Yeah, it's, people don't know how to network, bro, and develop terrible relationships.
This guy?
Yeah. I mean, you both. You know.
But he know, he got like the, listen, I'm off air some shit, but he has like the safe codes and shit. Cause sometimes I call him like, what the fuck, you don't know this guy?
Yeah, cause he's being authentic.
Don't worry about what I'm doing, man. Just let me know I'm doing it. And then a month later, then he was like, Cross, pull up here. Mm-hmm. And I pull up, I'm like, oh, I see why you did.
Yeah.
And it's just like, bro, if you when you go out to eat, you don't order the same shit you would do at home. Mm-hmm. I do that shit. Look, she about to say something. But I'm saying like, you sometimes you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. You don't get the same shit you get at home. Man, let me get that. What the fuck that say? Let me get that that right there. And translation on some other shit like, okay, let me step outside of my box.
Right.
And see what I can get.
Right.
And our local artists, they just gotta understand it. So when they see people like us, half of the time I don't even understand what's being talked about.
Yeah.
You got it, bro. Easy. You gotta understand.
I know, bro.
I don't even know.
I'm so over the local scene. I love my city to death. I love everybody trying, doing their thing, but I you know what I'm saying? It's like, this shit don't pay the bills, bro. And what are we talking about here? You said it last time, Fire. Like, what are we talking about? Motherfucking, like, you know what
I'm saying? I be so lost.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, man, you fuck with what's naming.
I get it, bro.
I'm like, wait.
And people don't want to hear that. People probably be mad at me for saying that, because they might think, oh, he thinks he's above the local scene. It's not that. It's just like, it's like you got work to do still. You know what I'm saying? You got things to prove. If you've been rapping for a year, you don't know if you really want to rap yet. Yeah, you're still a baby. You know what I mean? You don't really know what you're doing. You don't even know.
I feel like the accomplishments. Are different, right? Like, if one of your goals is to, like, let's say, perform at the House of Blues, mm-hmm. and once you perform there all the time,
gets right.
You either want more or you stay there and be happy. So for most people who rap, they just happy to be popular amongst their peers. Fuck
yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? Right. So like, as long as my homies know me and they play my music, I'm lit.
Fucking terrible.
You feel what I'm trying to say? Like,
see, you see how political he is? I am the opposite of that. I'm gonna tell you that's fucking terrible.
No, I feel you.
And then it's so crazy because you got me in my bag. Then it's so crazy because then I'll tell a nigga, put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't like me, I'll end you.
Yeah.
And I'll spend your money on stupid shit like a bunch of candy.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be telling niggas, oh, he think he hard.
Yeah.
What you want to bet? Oh, I don't battle rap. Shut up then.
Yeah.
Because don't try to speak on artistry and then limit your artistry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I make songs.
Mm-hmm.
You got to understand, next time you ask a dude, listen, speaking on this, and I don't do interviews, so it's a lot backed up. Where do these niggas be from? Half of the rappers, I don't know where they're from.
They be from California and shit. I don't know. We don't know either.
No. Yeah. I know they're from Vegas, but they feel as if they have to gang bang. And I mean the artists that think they're on, like in the city.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Yeah.
And then when you check out where a nigga from, it's one thing when one guy says it. I don't pay attention to the little kids that say it, and the little young niggas. Mm-hmm. I go right to the source, like, hey, Shay, man, you nigga from over here?
Yeah, yeah.
And but to know the whole rundown.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm only speaking on this to let, I'm more focused on the younger people, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it a cool thing not to be gang affiliated to rap.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make it a cool thing to focus on your whatever you're trying to do without having to confirm with your peers around you.
You're right.
Let's make that cool. Yeah. Let's make it cool to go to school and hoop and don't want to, you know, turn down fate. Like, let's make that cool.
Yeah.
Because it's so many odds of being black, brown, shit, even if you white in minority situations. Yeah. It's not, it's bad.
Yeah.
So we going against so much other shit thinking that it's cool, bro. Mm-hmm. It's not cool.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I turned it to the grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he always thinking, because I will lecture a nigga. He think he did. No, because I want to create a different narrative.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not about what you grown up to, I mean, what you grew up in. It's about what you about to do now.
All right.
You feel me?
Yeah, is it hard to talk to the youth? Is it hard to get through to them? Because it's hard. And do you see yourself, like, do you see the old you in them?
Yeah, no. Well, see, here's the thing. I like I said, I was always a wild card, but then I got blessed with being around certain people. So I'm not going to make it seem as if I just got it all figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Fire has always been mentally, he was the oldest mental member in the crew.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to call, like, certain shit out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I ain't fucking with that. I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always been like that. So it's just like, he a little older than me. So, like, as a big brother and me having four other big brothers. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, I can't sit here and act as if it's just me learning that. I mean, or me just growing up with that. I was blessed around good niggas.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But at the same time, even in that particular situation, like, we just gotta want more for our kids.
Yeah, yeah.
The stature I'm at right now, I feel like I'm qualified to speak to them.
1,000%.
You know what I'm saying?
You've been through it.
I've been through it. And at the same time, I'm still doing it. It's not like you, like, no disrespect, it's not like you interviewing a has-been.
Right.
Fuck no.
Right.
I got $250,000 worth of dairy on and another $250,000 in the car.
Yeah, yeah,
you talking about $500,000 right now.
Yeah. No, I know.
It's little easies.
Something light today.
Hey, y'all, used to have it back in the day, boy.
We not doing that.
Yeah.
Don't follow me for that. Follow me because I'm telling you, you can have this shit.
Yeah.
You don't have to sign your life away. Look at all the people who signed. Let's go. Let's go look at them. YK Osiris. The list can go on forever. I just don't give a fuck. But, I mean, they get on it. Man, the label won't. Shout out Rod Wave, a dope-ass album. Before he dropped, he was, man, the label.
Right, right, yeah.
You don't. If you're going to sign, understand what you're signing.
Right, right.
Read the fine print.
Get you a lawyer. That's not the label's lawyer.
Not the label.
Exactly. Yeah.
Understand that's a 360.
Mm-hmm.
Understand you got to give that money back before you make a dollar.
Yeah, for sure.
So they don't mind you give me $1,000,000. Oh, you got to give $1,000,000 back. On top of not only your masters, on top of a 70-30 split.
On top of they own you. Yeah, man.
What we talking about?
Yeah, man.
It's kind of like, I feel like people do it, right? It's like for the quick bag. You feel what I'm trying to say? It's for the quick bag. So.
Out the mud.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, like, I always tell people, even with me, like, why you ain't signed? How come you ain't signing? Like, yo, bro, me saying I'm signed, does that make you more of a fan?
Right.
Because.
Yeah, like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm trying to say? The music still has to reach the people.
What does that mean?
You feel me? So being signed don't mean nothing. You hear about, like, you know how many artists are on other labels, on OVO or different.
Yeah.
Feel me? Your music still has to reach people. You can get signed all you want.
Yeah.
You feel me? Or you look at these record labels. Just look them up. How many people is on MMG?
500-man roster.
Yeah, right? And then they get shelved.
Saying that they don't. I'm not even saying that they don't have a fan base where they at. Like, I'm just saying, but like.
They get put on the shelf too.
People act like it's that much of a big deal to be signed. Like, sometimes you get signed just. That's a just in case too. Just in case I'm gonna get him first. Fuck that.
Yeah.
And we gonna sit his ass down.
Get him early. They get these kids.
If he don't give us nothing we like,
you know, yeah.
If he don't give us nothing we like, we not putting him out and we own him anyway.
Exactly.
And to go what he said, you know what's treacherous about this shit? They sign artists that talk about. Let me tell you how smart this shit is, bro. Recipes King Von. They sign artists, far as like rapping wise, how he talk, and God forbid. That, like, when shit happens to people like that, they go sign another one because they're banking. Yeah. They're banking on their long run.
Right.
Okay, this is what they love, and these artists, don't give them security unless they paying for it.
Right.
Keep them in their hood. Let them make these $2-3 million selling albums, and they're going to get killed or, you know, they might go to jail for the rest of their life, and we got that money.
Right.
You know, we'll get their kids a little bit of whatever.
Right.
It's a sad, and then when you got people coming out with structure, it's like, no, I'm not signing him.
Right.
He knows something.
Isn't it crazy that people still sign after all this information is, like, out? It's so because crazy.
It makes you feel more lit. Like,
yeah.
Y'all were. Yo, he signed with such and such. You feel right, what I'm saying? Right. Like, bro, it's artists. Some artists are signed to that artist, the artist that signed to another label.
Exactly.
And like I said, overall, bro, like, I don't give a fuck if the biggest artist, Jake himself, signed me and him right now.
Yeah.
The music still has to reach the people.
Bro. Exactly. You what still got to have fans, yeah.
Yeah. Drake, or whoever the fuck, whoever's your biggest artist, who you think,
right, right.
Or anybody who you think, whether it's from, yeah. Whatever you think.
Yeah.
You know what?
Music got to reach the people.
We look at shit more personal than business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm signing to Fire. Oh, I'm signing to Drake. Hell yeah. He loves me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it, bro. Yeah. It's a business.
Thinks he can make money off of you, yeah.
So if he can't make money off of you, then you in turn go make records about him.
Yeah.
Oh, don't show me no love over here. And it's like,
now you the old bitter rapper. Yeah.
You don't understand business and personal.
You see, yeah. A good comparison, a lot, like Cole is one of my favorite rappers. And he signed the Hov, right? You ain't really see Hov put J. Cole like that.
No.
Nigga, you gotta get it.
Cole put that work in.
Yeah. It ain't like
niggas asking why Jay never shot me out. Like I'm supposed to give a fuck.
Yeah.
Don't you know I'll be out in France with their fans throw their hands like Pacquiao?
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? He's saying like I'm signing, I'm good. I'm gonna work. Yeah. I'm gonna take what you feel what I'm trying to say?
Take
like,
accountability for your own fucking career.
He still knew that he had to put the work in, which he did, which is Cole's Cole. He's
fire.
So I say he's one of my favorite.
Is he going to the NBA? Is that true?
I see him practice.
Is that true?
I see that. And he's good, too.
I know he's like 6'6 or some shit.
Yeah, about 6'5, 6'4.
I got another question for you, Cross.
Go ahead.
All right, so talking about King Von and even this recent news that came out about Pop Smoke's case. Being a rapper is a dangerous job. Do you think about that?
I am terrified. I can't lie.
Yeah.
I got so many guns in the car. I'm ready to go to war with a small little army.
Right.
I'm not gonna sit on these cameras and see. This is the problem. Oh, I ain't worried about it, nigga. I'm not a tough guy.
You gotta be worried about it,
though. I am scared to death. I'm gonna shoot your ass in the fucking face.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, I'm able to sit around and wait for the situation for the police to clear it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want no smoke with nobody on earth.
Right.
So yes, rapping is a dangerous job, especially when you're still in your city.
Yes, that's another big factor. Do you like stay in the house more because of that, or
live in the house?
You like to take vacations more?
Oh yeah, no, we've been around the world. Yeah. Y'all can't see this thing on camera, but I want you to get a good look at this shit right here. Don't have this on camera, but that's $1 million walking.
You hear
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No cap. Don't get it fucked up because well, you know it's big investments over this shit.
Yeah, so you're aware of the danger at hand.
I'm terrified. When she asks me to go places, I go because it's like, oh, fuck, we ain't been outside.
Yeah.
And I don't want her to feel like I don't love her. I'm trying to hide her.
Yeah.
Love my dog.
Right.
You hear me? So therefore, I'm like, when I go out, I gotta take alcohol. I have to be fearless. Alcohol makes me fearless. I get drunk, I fight the whole motherfucking club.
Nah, he get drunk and wanna shoot the club. I'm not even lying. He act like a...
No, I'm gonna bleep that out.
No, you don't?
No, believe okay, all right, cool. All right,
yo,
cool.
One time, I gotta tell a story. One time...
I want them to know the real me.
Okay.
When he gets drunk, he's like a whole complete different person. It was New Year's, and we're in a club, and somebody else is fighting. He's like, damn. I'm like... What's wrong with you, bro? Like, you feel me? But in his mind, he really probably ready to shoot the shit up. In my head, I'm like, you bugging. Nah, I don't give a fuck. I'm on my business.
Right.
You get punched in front of me, I don't know you. Get hit. Oh, shit, yeah, you good, boy. It's not my problem.
But you know what's so crazy? Because me saying that, and you can bleep whatever you want to bleep, but the more, as far as, let's do a new clip. Ready? Boom. New clip. I'm nervous because I know I got to make a home to my daughters.
Right.
That, and, you know, I got people that depend on me.
Right.
And people say this line so cliche. Oh, man, you know. No, I don't want no smoke. So if it's a problem, I don't want to fight. Let's get into the real damage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I don't want no problem with you.
Right. Otherwise, what are we talking about?
Yeah. The fuck?
Yeah.
I just made $10,000 last night. What are we talking about?
Right.
I don't want to fight you.
Right.
I don't even want your girl.
Yeah.
Like, why you don't like me? I don't want your girl. Yeah. I don't want to fight you.
Yeah.
I don't care about you.
Yeah.
But rappers nowadays, we the easy targets for, and you know what's so crazy? Because social media promotes that.
Mm-hmm.
Academics.
Yeah.
Yeah, they thrive off it.
They thrive, that's where they get their most hits. So in turn, it makes the young gangster, the savage nigga, I'm going to get this rapper.
Right.
And I'm going to be next.
Gives them incentive to be more wild.
Yeah. Sick.
Yeah.
And academics, like people like him, and I do like Ak. I feel like he's an innocent person, but I feel like he thrives more so off of negativity.
He doesn't understand the repercussions of what's really going on. The
repercussions is terrible.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And he's sitting behind his computer. I'm saying.
I keep security with me.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm gonna keep somebody shoot.
Yeah. Do you feel like you get a lot of love in the city or a lot of hate in the city or
I get love from the factors.
Yeah.
That's what makes me comfortable to stay. I get love from the people who can tell whoever is plotting, stop. Or it's gonna be that. And far as music wise, hell yeah. Mm. But it's undercover love. It sucked because I was in jail for a Q&A, a question and answering about some murder or some attempt murder in December 2019. And I bumped into a Donna Crip, which is quote unquote the rival of my hood.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, man, I fuck with your music.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And to look up on Facebook after, and it was like, damn, we've been following each other. He could have been said that.
Mm.
So I feel like I get a lot of more undercover love, and I'm okay with it, but it'd be from the streets.
Right.
Because I understand the politics.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So sometimes they might not be able to.
Can't really do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because especially when sometimes, and you know, they feel like, oh, Cross dissing us. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bro, I ain't never dissing none of y'all in my life. Mm-hmm. And every time I diss somebody, you could check my resume. I put an address on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just clever with bars. So if I say things here and there, it might seem like, oh. And they gonna pay attention to everything I say. I make the top five list.
Yeah.
I got fucking bashed. You probably didn't see that.
What? Top five list of what?
Vegas. And I said
newer. Who made the list?
I made it, but I said newer. I didn't even include myself, him, Rico. I said a newer top five.
Okay. Of all time?
No, I can't say of all time. Okay. I said new. Okay. Like
I would definitely put you in the all time.
Well, I mean, but you know, here's the thing. I think because
do you care about those lists?
No.
It's just fun for you.
It's just I like to troll. Like I like to wake up and say I want to fucking piss everybody off today.
Yeah. That's good though. That's good. It's good marketing, right?
You know, 50 A cent, and B, you know? I don't do too much to where it's like I'm gonna kill him, but I do enough to where it's like he doesn't like me or he doesn't respect my music.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah. If you feel like you can get under somebody's skin, you're going to get under.
No, that's not true. I just want to make sure my voice is always valid. So when I say certain shit, I like it. Like I saw Bay Blue. Shout out to Bay Blue. I saw him in the club the other day and it was about 4 or 5 deep.
Mm.
And he kept it real polite and political.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I saw him and I walked right up to him. What's up, bro? You good? Like, what's going on? And he was like, you know, and we talked about certain things. And he was like, man, just give us our respect over here.
Yeah.
I told the nigga, I said, you're definitely a Vegas legend.
For sure.
Like,
for sure, yeah.
I'm not going to sit here and just because, and see, do you see this part of the conversation? This would need to be your clip.
Yeah, this is
going to be the clip.
This is really important, yeah.
This is what need to be the preview.
Got you.
A lot of niggas can't do this.
Mm.
I'm not saying him. Just other people, that's our arch, quote unquote, allegedly, other side that we don't get along with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still able to come up to your beautiful platform, and I appreciate you having me, and say that nigga's still a legend.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Gotta give credit where credit is due.
But when you start to separate yourself in that lane, you're gonna get more hatred
right.
from everything.
Right.
Landlord.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We got to give niggas who's been doing their shit. Of course, we know Team Gutter.
Yeah.
So, even though Pfizer. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But you got to give credit, bro.
I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
Because I say it off air.
It's important to say it. It's important to say it, bro. You know? It's, you know.
It's regular.
Yeah, bro.
Then you can't be mad at, real brief, I'm going to just say this. If another rapper makes a list I don't make you, you think I give a fuck?
Never.
When you get mad, you show that he means that much to you. Yeah. So that means he's that much of a platform. He's that high.
Yeah.
you hold him that high because it affects what he says. You know what I'm trying to say? Because
it's just a status check.
If a nobody,
you mad? I'm still that nigga.
If a nobody makes a list, right? Let's say a nobody makes a list. Why would you be mad?
Yeah, no, for real.
You see your ex in the club.
Yeah,
she with somebody. You go to and you sit there telling your boy, I don't give a fuck. Moment she go to the bathroom, you press behind her. Bitch, I'll kill you. Oh, you still love her.
Yeah, yeah.
Just keep it real.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we can learn to adopt to that.
Right.
That's what I'm telling you right now. My whole interview has been like, because most time people hear the music and they say, oh man, you know, or my past, I used to really be on the streets.
Mm.
Like, this is not no cap. I'm on the nigga you gonna call to gonna kill nobody. But if you wanna scrap, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel as if, like, a lot of people feel like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. A lot of people don't feel that way. When niggas see me, I be by myself a lot of time.
The energy's different, always different in person.
They be like, no, I'm not even saying like they scared. They just be like, what's up, Cross?
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I appreciate that because I thought we was about to bang out for a second.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm with my daughters 80% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I be on guard.
Yeah.
And especially coming from battle rap, us talking shit. We came on the Vegas rap scene talking so much shit that I understand not liking me.
Right.
I understand it to the point where back then it was like, okay, let's load up and shoot it out. Now it's like, oh shit, right. I don't want to problem nobody.
Right, I'm having
it my way.
Right. Yeah.
You feel me?
It can get sticky, man. I can't imagine. I can't imagine living your life. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. But hey, I think let's wrap this up, man. Shit, we got an hour and a half. I appreciate
you. Oh, we got an hour and a half?
Yeah.
That's organic.
Yeah, that's for real, yeah. It's the liquor. It's that rosé, man.
You gotta come outside tonight now, dude.
I know, man. I came outside last time. Remember? Hey, yeah.
He did come out. Hey, now it's my shit.
Hey, if anybody thinks D-Cross is an asshole, I'm gonna tell you firsthand, he's not an asshole. He took care of me.
He's an asshole, but he took.
No,
don't shut that up.
He might be an asshole. But he took care of me. He took care of me. He treated me like one of the crew, and it was, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that, man. For real.
Before we wrap it up, what's his name?
Riz
got to come out too. You know, I'm like,
hey, Riz.
Riz, like, hold on, what the fuck?
He's a,
hold on,
I'm going Riz, home to my like, family. Yeah, he's falling asleep right now. Shit.
Okay, I appreciate y'all. Let me tell y'all, I'm gonna shout mine out and let Fire shout his out. And Rico, I love you to death forever. Free Butter, and if he is free, tell him call me because you know Butter, he's everywhere. He back in jail? God damn. Free Butter, I think Butter is the best artist I ever. Heard and unheard. So PZ World's on his way. Please follow me at King Me Cross on Instagram, D Cross Cross on Facebook, King Me Cross on Snap, whatever. I respond. I don't do nothing for free besides this.
So please, let's not.
Because y'all gonna watch this. When I post it, they gonna watch it.
Yeah,
I can bet you that.
Oh, yeah, I know.
My last interview did good. So just follow me there and love y'all, Vegas. Excuse, this is not the liquor talking. I've been holding emotions up. Fuck y'all, too. But I love y'all. It's a love-hate shit. Fire, what we can find?
Shit, you know, my shit's regular. Just P-Fire. No spaces, no nothing. I'm only on the gram. I don't use Snapchat.
Brooklyn!
Other than that, I'm about to drop. Told you my shit.
Yes, sir. We got two projects on the way. Yeah.
Now it's going to be crazy. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. On my next one, I might have to come up here.
Which camera we at?
All of them.
God damn it. Hold on, man.
All of them. Put your shades on. Get your shades on, man.
With the shades. But
and I'm rough. I
ain't gonna lie. On my next one, I might have to come and rap on here too, man.
Oh, you gonna come up here and rap? Uh oh. God damn.
I'm gonna need that
can
promo.
We do that?
No, Team Gutter, we could do whatever for Team Gutter, man. This is
no, we
gonna wait.
We're gonna set
that up for sure.
So damn. That's what I wanna do though.
We gotta come.
Hold on, we're gonna be the first ones to do it though. But we gonna go snap, so we're gonna have
to. No, you'll be the first and only.
Reek been in retirement for like 9 months, 2 years.
Nah, he raps at home for sure. He's at home.
And snap crazy though.
Yeah, that's
coming.
That's the first
schedule that.
That's easy. That's easy. Yo, that's easy. But yo, I appreciate you guys pulling up, man. For real,
bro. Love for life.
Anytime. My door's always open, man.
We coming back when his project drop. I'm coming back soon as PZ World drop.
Yeah,
we in this bitch.
Till next time, hey, peace.
Love,
yes, sir.
It's the E Square Podcast.